Hi, Pastor Perez.
Well, hi, Hannah.
Why are you sitting here in an empty church?
Oh, I love to listen to Mrs. Peterson practice the organ. So soothing. And what are you doing here on a warm Wednesday afternoon?
I wanted to ask you a question about last week's sermon.
Okay.
You said that prayer is really important, right?
Right.
Well, if God knows everything about us and He knows exactly what we need, why do we need to pray?
Wow, Hannah, I am proud of you. You really listened to my sermon. I'll bet you're thinking about the text I read in Matthew that says that God sends rain on both the just and the unjust, those who love Him and those who don't. The just pray, the unjust don't. But both receive the gift of rain.
So, if God is going to do things for us anyway, why ask Him for stuff? It would be like me saying to my mom, please give me breakfast. She's going to fix me breakfast whether I ask for it or not because she loves me.
Exactly. Your mom and God act out of love, and love doesn't require anything of the other person. So maybe asking God for things isn't how we should always pray. What do you do when your mom fixes you a delicious breakfast?
I say, hey, thanks, Mom. Great oatmeal.
And?
And that's what I should say to God. Thank you for your blessing.
Now you're on the right track, Hannah. Our prayers should reflect our gratitude for the many blessings God has given us, even when we don't ask for them. Sometimes we get so busy wishing for things we don't have that we forget to thank God for the many blessings we've already received.
The next time I pray, I'm going to do a lot more thanking and a lot less asking.
And I'm going to thank God for young people who actually listen in church. That's a real blessing.
This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.